Thank you. It's my pleasure to give this talk in this conference and to say happy birthday to Professor Suya. So, and I want to express my deepest thanks to Professor Mills for their invitation and the organizing committee. Today I will talk about convexity and partial convexity programs for solutions of partial differential equations. This is based on the joint work with Professor Peng-Fei Guan. Here is the outline of my talk. I will introduce our program and discuss our main results and give a sketch of proof for constant rank principle and finally discuss some applications of our results. This is a simple example to introduce our program. Let's consider the Kirch problem for heat equation. And then we can express the solution of this problem by Poisson's formula. And it is easy to see that if the initial data phi of x is convex, then the solution u is convex in space variables x for every positive time t. So it means that the convexity is of initial data is preserved as time develops. So naturally, when everyone will ask this question, if we consider the linear equation of parabolic types, what happens? Before 2004, there are some partial answers to this problem. And in this paper, Johnson and Tusk solve this problem completely, and they obtain sufficient and necessary condition. Sufficient and necessary condition is convexity inequality. This equality. Here, AC is a matrix which is defined by the coefficient matrix of equation of linear equation. The definition is in here, and the Aij pi C is the directional derivatives of Aij is defined, the definition is here. And especially, this condition is true for one dimension case, and if the coefficient is constant. And later, in 2006, Lewis and Mosilla discussed this problem. They get sufficient and necessary condition for linear equation as same as Johnson and Tusk did. And Lewis and Mosilla discussed some nonlinear equations. Above mentioned workers, they use PDE approaches. On the other hand, some authors study this problem by stochastic analysis approach. The relationship between PDE and stochastic analysis approach is that the solution of linear parabolic equation can be expressed by this expectation. Subject this stochastic ordinary differential equations, the relationship of coefficients aij and this sigma is this. So the problem of convexity can be reduced to the convexity preserving by its expectation. In this line, there are several important workers. The one is by Braskem and Lieb. They studied the log concavity of solution for diffusion equation with some potential. And the other workers is by Barrett. He used partial differential equation approach and stochastic approach to study to get many results. The main are the local concavity for fundamental solution of diffusion equation, and the log concavity for second eigenvalue function, and some Minkowski inequalities for first eigenvalue. So here is some related problems. It is a natural question problem to extend the convexity of linear equation to nonlinear equation, such as Feynman equation and the Monge equation and some Chom circle equation. And in the convexity problem mentioned before is for parabolic equation. And in elliptic case, the equation is the existence of convex solution. And the problem mentioned above is Cauchy problem. So if we consider a bounded domain, what happens? So now I will explain our convexity problem. Let's consider this fully nonlinear second order partial differential equation f of Hessian u, f of Hessian of u, gradient of u, u and x in a domain in Rn with some kind of boundary condition. And we always assume this equation is elliptic. And the question is, under which conditions we can prove the existence of convex solution for this problem? In parabolic case, the proof is as follows. Consider this parabolic fully nonlinear second order equation with some kind of boundary condition and this initial data. If the initial data u0 of x is convex, is u convex for in x for any fixed positive t? This convexity problem depends on the following two main points. The first one is the form of equation and or the form of function f, and the second one is the boundary condition, the kind of the boundary condition. So in the literature, there are two important kinds of equations. The first one is from geometry analysis is the Hessian equation and the Hessian quotient equation sigma k equals to 0 and sigma k over sigma l equals to 0 includes Mong number equation I itself. And the second class of equations is from the stochastic optimal problem and mathematical finance is Bellman equation and Isaac's equation. Here, this is a family of linear operator and take a supreme. And so this is a fully nonlinear equation also. Here are typical boundary conditions appeared in literatures. The first one is the infinity Neumann or Dirichlet boundary condition. And the second one is the state constraint boundary condition. This kind of boundary condition are from stochastic optimal control and mass finance, yeah, as was stochastic variability. And usually, in this case, usually the equation is degenerate. And one discuss the viscosity solution. And in this paper, Lewis et cetera study the existence of convex viscosity solution. And these state constraint boundary conditions. And they assume that the compaction principle for viscosity solution is true for their equation. And the third one is some half space. So this is mixed Kirch and Kirch problem and some boundary condition problem. There is an important related convexity problem, so-called constant rank principle. What is the constant rank principle? Yeah, if U is the smallest convex solution of elliptic equation, is the rank of Hessian of U is constant in domain. And if we consider parabolic equation, if U is the smallest convex in X solution, is the rank of this Hessian. This Hessian matrix is constant in X and monotonic increasing in time t. In our paper, we established some constant rank principle for elliptic equation and parabolic equation, and then use this principle to study some preserving convexity preserving for parabolic equation. Here are some related workers. The constant rank principle was initially studied by Cavalli Friedman, and at the same time. By Yao and his cooperators in 1985. And from that time, there are many workers along this line about counter rank principle and convexity, such as Professor Guan and Cavallelli and other people. And I wanted to mention some convexity some workers related to convexity problem arising from mass finance. In this paper, Dusk and Exon study proved that the American put an option as a function of stock price and time t. It's log concavity in log price. And in this paper, they also studied the properties, the convexity properties for some integral and differential equation. So this equation is from the mass finance model with jump diffusion. And this is about the convexity preserving for viscosity solution of degenerate parabolic equation arising from geometry analysis. In my knowledge, this is the only one paper on the convexity problem of viscosity solution. This is a partial convexity problem. If we consider this elliptic equation in a domain in R capital N and divide the variables x two into two parts. The first one is x pi and the second one is second part is x double pi. And we can ask the existence of solution u. U is convex in the first part of variables x pi. And accordingly, there is a partial constant rank principle. If u is the smooth solution of this equation or this problem, and u is convex in x pi, is the rank of this hash, this partial hash constant in the whole domain. This is the partial convexity for parabolic equation. We consider this parabolic equation and same as mentioned above, in divided x, the space variables x into two parts and assume that the initial data is convex in the first part of variables x pi. And we can ask the solution u of x t convex in x pi for any fixed x double pi and time t. And this is a partial constant rank principle for parabolic case. Here are some motivations for partial convexity problem. The first one is mentioned in the morning program's lecture in this morning. It is useful in the study of Monge-Lambert equation, and it is useful in some natural flow equation, parabolic equation, and it is also useful in some models, partial differential equation models in from mathematical finance. Here is a very simple example for mathematical finance model. If the stock price follows this CEV model with non-zero parameter beta, and we consider its value function. So in the viscosity sense, this value function is a viscosity solution of this Bellman equation. And we have two space variables x and s, but we But in the initial data or terminal data, we only have only appear u of x. This function u is the utility function. Usually u is concave and smooth. If we can prove the value function is smooth and strictly concave in variable x, then we can control the optimal strategy of optimal problem. So if we assume the utility function u of x is concave or strictly concave, so we have to discuss the convexity of value function v in the partial variables x. Next, our main results. Our results consist of two parts. The first one is on content rank principle, and the second one is some convexity preserving for parabolic equation. So in this paper, we establish the content rank principle for elliptic and parabolic equation. And in this paper, we improve the results of this paper and establish the partial content rank principle for elliptic and parabolic equation. For convexity preserving problem, we get a convexity preserving for parabolic equation. This equation includes the Bellman equation mentioned above. This is our first theorem appeared in this paper. If we assume the function f is C3, and satisfy this local convexity condition, f a of a minus and p u x is locally convex in these two variables for every fixed p, and we assume u is C3 is a smooth enough solution and convex of this equation, then we can prove the rank of this Hessian is constant in the domain. What is
the difference between your constant rank and the standard one?
You mean this? And this is the improvement of the first theorem. We define this zero sublevel set and the same conditions except the convexity condition replaces this zero sublevel set is locally convex. Then we can get the contact rank principle for the contact rank convex solution of equation of our equation. And in fact, we can prove this constant rank principle theorem and the weak condition. This weak condition means this matrix is can be reduced n minus one times n minus one column and yeah. Here is an example. Yeah, if we consider this Poisson's equation, the condition appear in our theorem is that one our fx is convex. So this is just the condition in Cavalli and Friedman's paper. So this is the parabolic counter rank, the parabolic counterpart of elliptic case. if U is also this regularity and U is a convex solution of this parabolic equation, and also we assume this convexity condition, then the rank. The rank is constant in x, and monotonic increase in time t. If we consider the linear parabolic equation, so the condition appear in power theorem is just as the condition appear in Johnson and Dworkin's sufficient and necessary condition. These annotations for partial convexity, as before, we divide x into two parts, and then define this new equation, new function f theta by this formula, and define the zero sublevel set as this formula. Then we have this theorem. If f is above, the regularity is as above, and u is also. But U is a partial convex solution. This partial convex is in x pi solution. And suppose this zero sublevel set is locally convex, then the rank of this partial Hessian is constant in all variables x. And this is the parabolic equation compound for partial constant rank principle. If we consider this linear parabolic equation, the condition in our theorem is the coefficient aij for ij bigger than or equal to n pi plus 1 is a constant in x pi, and aij for ij in this range a linear equation, linear function in x pi, and the convexity inequality as same as appeared in Johnson and Duska's paper. this inequality holds for every unit vector z and matrix M, N, and P with this condition. Next, I will give some sketch of proof for counter rank principle. If we did not L the minimum rank of this Hessian matrix, then this matrix is counter rank equivalent to this function is identically zero. So our goal is to prove this equality. And when we study this general fully nonlinear equation, sometimes linear terms of third order derivatives of U will appear. This is the most different case in our paper. And to overcome this difficulty, we introduce a new auxiliary function. This new auxiliary function is the quotient of elementary symmetric function. So the step one in our proof is to prove this equation is C11 in X and C1 in time T. The step two in our proof is to deduce this differential inequality. If we get this differential inequality, then we can use maximum principle to obtain the sigma L plus 1 is 0, and then we can get the counter rank principle. So how to get this inequality? We prove this inequality from equation and some shell condition and many estimators. So let W of X is this partial Hessian of U in X pi, and assume L is the minimal rank of this matrix. We can assume L less than n pi minus 1. And we fix a point x0 at this point W is of minimal rank L, and choose the open neighborhood of this point and divide the eigenvalue at x at point x, the set of eigenvalue at x into two parts. The first one is called a good set of index, and the second one is called called the second one the bad set of index. And then we differentiate this equation in xi and then xj, and to get by computation estimator and by the definition of our auxiliary function phi, we can get this estimator. here, yeah, this term is already. And this term is good, is a good term. It is the control term. And we have to estimate this term and this term. So from the third condition, the convexity condition, we can prove this inequality for Ji, and this term is not negative and it has upper bound. So our estimator can be reduced this form. In here, we only to estimate this term. And for this term, we can get this inequality for every positive parameter data. And because F is elliptic and F alpha beta is a positive definitive matrix, so we can choose this number, positive number data, and institute this inequality into this estimator, and then we can get the differential inequality we want. Here is one of applications. In this paper, we consider this integral differential equation. The integral appears this term, BU, this term. And so this equation is not a local equation. It involves the integration, and so it depends on the value of U at other points. This model is from the mass finance problem in Chapter Diffusion model. So we assume this equation, this function is locally convex in A, U, and X for each, for every fixed P and time T. And we assume U is the smallest solution of parabolic equation. Then we can prove that if initial data U of X, U zero of X is convex, the solution U is convex in X for every positive T. And our Strucker condition includes the Bellman equation. And for that equation from mass finance, we can prove the value function is smooth and strictly concave in these partial variables X if the initial data is concave and satisfy another condition. Then we can get the optimal investment policy in our case. So I stop my talk. Thank you.